you know, today is a house day. You know what that means? It means the kids aren't going to go anywhere, not to Joe's Palace or food stores or anywhere. They're just going to stay home.
Mark, we love you, but there are limits. Mark said, yeah, limits not to go up to, 100 limits. I'm quite sure what he was referring to, but without limits.
I pulled the iron out of the drawer and said, those small machinic things go in there, don't they? That was machinic. All those small machinic things.
The day from the last recording, Ross was talking about something and he called it machanic instead of mechanical. Instead of mechanical. So that's the second time he's made a mistake with machinery or mechanical. Anyway, he called this one mechanic or mechanical. I can't remember which.
Ross is telling you a story about his comic books.
Because they've captured one of the trolls' men. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna trade him for food.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk about it and Reed says no. And when he hears the name.
The troll chief says no.
Skywise
mm-hmm.
finds a rock that's
mm-hmm.
magnetic.
Yeah.
It's real strong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the chief, his name is Cutter,
mm-hmm.
tips a piece of the rock for
mm-hmm.
Skywise.
Mm-hmm.
And the king troll, gives them an offer and shoots them in. He says that they could have a land of their own and it would be all great and fancy and
mm-hmm.
like all good.
Mm-hmm.
And he cheats them because it's really like a desert.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And two wolves, there's 17 elves and 14 wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of this tribe
mm-hmm.
of with the elves is they're called Wolf Riders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in the desert two wolves drop dead in their own paths
mm-hmm.
and two people have to be left behind because they need to shave and one is injured
mm-hmm.
because of lung, because of and then the other issue I think
mm-hmm.
there was this man that they probably got the sneak on and they got him down but
mm-hmm.
he injured the star
mm-hmm.
and his name is Red Lance. And his girlfriend, his wife is called, Nightfall. And they have to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, Cutter thinks about the two. And that's all I've read, seen on the blog, I mean.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Here, you read, when you read the rest.
Brian said, show Ross how much my offspring you have.
Showed me a bunch of money he had in his pack. He said, see the money? And I said, oh, be careful. Some robbers might get it. And I said, Mr. Mark is a careful man. He's always one step ahead of their plans. Oh, Mary had said something just before that about get the money. This all refers to the Disney tape for Uncle Scrooge of Mouse or something. Anyway, Mark said, you're not a, what did you say, Mark?
You're not a careful man, because some robbers out there might be hearing it.
Right, okay. He's right. I'm not going to say another word, Mark. Hey, Mark, you know this little nice little thing you've been ripping here?
Yeah.
On your bed? We're going to take it off. I'm going to take it all off.
Mom did the big one.
Uh-huh.
Mom did the
big rip?
Yeah, she did the
problem.
Big rip.
No problem. It's just all coming off now, okay?
You're doing the biggest rip.
No problem. Watch out, Mark.
You're doing the biggest rip.
Well, somebody else did this, you know, before I did it. Called Mark. It's pretty horrible what happened.
The saw to get everything off. Get this dirt off of my bed.
Well? Then you shouldn't have ripped this thing. Right. That was what this thing was for. Was to keep.
Did you put these things in here? Did you get these for the boys?
I gave that for the boys, yeah.
And where'd you get this?
That? I'm not sure I got that.
Three of them.
Oh, those might be from. I have a feeling that's having to do with some of the Indian gods, so I'm not sure.
You don't think Yano's supposed to be in there? Three little stars?
Sure, I want your money.
Except.
I thought you were a careful man and you saved your money. Are you getting rid of your money already?
No. Nope.
You're a careful man?
No, I'm not.
You're not rid of it,
except this ripped one.
Are you a careful man or not?
Yeah, except I have to give away this ripped one.
Okay.
So I'll put it where they can find the ripped one.
That's smart. Could you throw this in the garbage, please?
Right
there. Throw that in the garbage. Okay?
They can see it right here. They can see
the ripped
one right there.
Martin, would you throw these two things in the garbage for me, please?
Okay. I don't want them to even discover it.
You don't want them to even discover it, do you?
Yeah. Swamp. Putting this back in my backpack.
Smart boy. July 15th, and this morning Mark was saying something in bed, came in the morning. He said, get your paws off of me, get your property off of me. And what was that referring to? Whose paws? Daddy, right?
The cat.
Of a cat, get his paws off. And then Mark said, you know the gray cat we gave Ross for Christmas? Over the past few years, I mean now, he hasn't been sharing the cat. He thinks it's still Christmas. Did you get the cat, the gray cat?
Can we get a cookie?
What he means is over a period of time.
Over a period of time, and then he, up until now. Going on
until now.
Yeah. No, their parents are... You have to say that I'm not going to give you more money. I gave you that. You know I gave you, you know what I gave you this morning. You know you're not supposed to tell anybody. Right? No, don't ask, Laura. Don't even ask. No, it's a secret.
That thing's running, Brian.
Okay.
That's garbage.
The garbage. No, it's an absolute secret. Between Mark and me. Absolute secret. If Mark tells anybody, he's got to do no, you know what, Mark.
What?
Well, I'm going
to. That's a secret, too.
Come on, you can't just.
Yes, you just can keep secrets around this family. Yes, it's just as much as you've had. It's just as much. You have enough there. Now, wait a second. That is lots. Mark, don't get greedy. Don't start getting greedy.
Mark, money. Money, there is money in here. I have.
Just figure that you lost it to the lawyers.
Yeah.
That was lawyer's fee. Okay. And you tried to sue to get it back.
Right. Let's think about that anymore.
Oh, I lose it.
You always lose that in these cases.
These braces are like hard to get in your mouth.
Okay.
Yes.
You sure you're okay? It doesn't sound great.
Wait, Brian, what I was asking, if you ever have time to think about it.
Yeah.
Is which way is it harder on your body to go? Against the sun or with the sun?
I'll get you to. I was just recording. I wanted to say that Marky, I told Mark that the robbers had taken his money, and Marky said, oh, I know your tricks. Right? What did you say, Mark?
I know your tricks.
I know your trick. That's right, I know your trick. He knew that I was lying and that I had really taken it away myself.
Put it in the garbage.
Yeah, I did. And that was a dirty trick, wasn't it? Parents shouldn't do that to their kids, should they?
And put a little money in it.
It's really rotten, right?
Yeah, and some money just got thrown away.
Really?
Into the garbage and left up.
There's going to be a beach there. And we said, no, but there's going to be a pool. And he said, whew, huh. I thought we were going to be burning hot like in the desert.
With no water.
Oh, burning hot with no water. And Mary said, yeah, like in the desert. Why? I said, tough luck. Mike said, what is tough luck? Why did I say tough luck?
Yeah, why?
Because you hurt your foot. Here, try lifeboat. See if that's it. Oh, that one looks good.
About
one. Oh, well, you want me to take the battery out of it and put in the other one?
Oh, that's okay.
Yes or no?
Yeah. All right.
Take the battery, change them?
Yeah.
You don't like to play lifeboat, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you like to play lifeboat?
It's not very good.
Why not?
I just don't like it.
Oh, you know what's wrong with lifeboat? I think
what?
The batteries ran upside down. That'll do it. Who put the batteries in upside down, I wonder? Ross?
What?
Did you ever put the batteries in Donkey Kong upside down?
No.
Not me.
Who might have done that?
You don't have to know. Just fix them.
What? I don't have to what?
No. That, the stair doesn't play.
Ask him to check it. Is that right?
See, yeah, it plays.
Ready to go? Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, you're set now, right? Say yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Say thank you very much, Father. Mark? Mark?
Thank you, Father.
Thank you very much, Father.
Thank you very much, Father.
You're welcome.
Oh, you made me lose my man.
Okay, this is the 15th. We're on the airplane to Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. Mikey said, firecrackers are more harmless, and he was real brave then. And why is he scared now? Were they more harmless or more harmful?
And I was real scared then.
Are they more harmless?
So why is he? Yeah, but I don't know. It's
crazy.
So strange with me.
Yeah, you're afraid of firecrackers.
Yeah, but this is more harmful, and
yeah,
I'm not scared at all.
It is. But it's not more harmful, it's pretty safe.
It's chanceful?
More chancy, risky. It's a little risky because sometimes planes do crash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes they do. But sometimes fireworks do hurt people. Remember that man in the ambulance afterwards?
I know. I was scared of that. I was scared of this.
You're not scared of being up in a plane, are you?
Hope they're not shooting firecrackers.
What if they're shooting firecrackers while you're up in the plane? Okay, are we above the clouds now?
Yeah.
What do they look like down there? Have you ever seen clouds from up top? Really something, huh?
Yeah. It's like water in the middle of a whole big cup of clouds.
Yeah.
Look at that mountain. Whoa, we're turning.
It's like a mountain of clouds. Yeah, we're going down to Charlotte now.
What?
We're going down to Charlotte.
Already?
Yeah, turning down to Charlotte already, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's our first stop.
Already?
Yeah.
Look, I'm driving that fast.
Yeah, I know.
Fast a lot.
No, we couldn't have driven that fast. To Charlotte? It's North Carolina? That's a long ways. That's like 8 hours by car. We'll be down there in 2 minutes.
Are we already at Grandma's house?
No way. We're not even on this. We got to take 2 planes. This is our first plane. We got one more plane to take.
Wow, I think we're off the world. This is fun.
Yeah, we got to go up again another time.
And we're going into a jumbo plane. That's real
big. Jumbo, real big. It's a big sucker. It's a big sucker.
Yeah, it's a big guy, man.
Yes, right. That's right. Lots of
chairs. It's like one. It's twice the size.
Yeah.
Except this. Twice this guy's size.
Yeah.
Except this. Except as one of. It's like one finger like this.
I think.
And a craft on top.
I think. I'm not sure. I think that's a 727. Huh? I think so.
And there's three. Seats out in the middle and seats out there. Look, we made an escape place. Why can't we get? Like there was this one big one, okay? And then you put a little one in there, try it, and the big one will crash, and the little one will land safe.
Great.
The little one is the escape
one. Okay, when we come back from California, you guys get to go back to Y Camp.
Oh,
a couple more weeks before school starts. You're in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in August.
July.
August. End of July, maybe. Wants to know whether there's any stopping to the world.
No, there isn't any stopping.
Say your question again.
There is not any stoppings into the world.
Really?
Yeah. Well, actually saying you're wrong. I'm saying there is.
Sure, there's stopping.
Uh-uh.
No? Uh-oh, it's all over.
There is
one, two, three, test.